Second Chance Village is a tent community in Akron that's been getting some attention for its unusual approach to housing some of the city's homeless. City officials have said if the owner doesn't apply for proper zoning, the tent community will be shut down. Residents say they would rather live on the streets than go to a homeless shelter. A group of students at Archbishop Hoban High School has created a short film about Second Chance Village. WKSU's Phil DeOliveira spoke with Luke Armeo and Gracie Bagden about the film.
This is a 10-minute film about Second Chance Village. I'm wondering how you guys first heard about it and where the idea came from to make a film about it.
So we actually both volunteer with a school program called Project Hope, where we kind of prepare meals and bring them to different areas in the city of Akron and meet with some homeless people there to kind of talk with them and, you know, offer food. And Second Chance has been one of the places that we stop at for the past year. And when we heard about some of the legal issues they've been facing, we decided we wanted to do something to help. And that's where the documentary came from.
Gracie, you were the assistant director on this. So what was kind of your role in making the film?
I helped Luke kind of field some of the interview questions. And again, helping with editing, deciding who's going to go where, what interview is going to fit best in certain places, and kind of what direction we wanted the film to go and what points we wanted to portray through the 10-minute film.
Luke, I'm curious about your first impression the first time you went there before you were even thinking about doing a film.
Well, the amazing thing about Second Chance to me is it is alive. It's constantly changing, you know. So the first time we went there, it's definitely not like it is now. And every week we went after that, there was more tents, you know, more people. And so, you know, it's been amazing to go there week after week and see how it grows. And, you know, that's what really strikes me. That's what's amazing to me about it.
You guys spoke to a couple leadership figures in this community. There's Sage Lewis. He's kind of the owner-operator, right, of the property. And then there's Paul Hayes, who runs the donation center out front. And I was wondering, Gracie, we'll start with you. If there was anything they said in this film that really stuck with you after you finished the film?
Yeah, so in our interview with Sage Lewis, we kind of asked him what inspired him to come on board with this idea to let 40 tents be in the back of his building. He was just the guy who never said no. He was open to the idea of letting the homeless come in and work or run a store in his basement and live in his backyard. He doesn't think that he's doing anything extraordinary. He just thinks he's doing what he needs to be doing for the community.
And Luke, what about you?
When I was talking to Paul, there was one moment where he said, "To think that I'm better or worse off than you is just a lack of wisdom or judgment. I'm just different." And we were all standing there with the interview in awe. It really just struck all of us at the same time.
You probably know the city of Akron's given this tent community an ultimatum, either apply for proper zoning or basically get shut down. Did you get a sense talking to Paul and Sage that they were willing to work with the city, or that this is still very much the city versus this tent community?
Sage is pretty open to working with the city of Akron, especially we asked him about the lawsuit that he had going on with his neighbor, and he said that he was really open to coming to a peaceful resolution. So I think that it's not a matter of Second Chance versus the city. It's just a matter of doing what's best for the homeless and accomplishing justice for them.
And there's been quite a bit of reporting about this. I'm wondering if there's anything you guys have observed in the reporting that you felt was missing, and what were you hoping people are going to take away from this film?
I think, you know, some of the reporting has been pretty accurate from certain points of view, but I think that what's been missing is really being able to take a step back and not think about legal implications or anything, and really just see what's going on here, all the good that is going on, and all the amazing people that are there.
Another important thing was just showing that the labels oftentimes pinned on the homeless are inaccurate. Sage had a quote that said, "The minute you stereotype someone, you're wrong." And I think that's really, really important for people to realize. The homeless are people just like us. They have life stories, they have families, a lot of them have kids, and it's not correct for us to assume things about them because a lot of times they are untrue.
Luke Armeo and Gracie Bagden are seniors at Archbishop Hoban High School in Akron. They've made a 10-minute film about Second Chance Village. You can watch it at WKSU.org. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.